Good evening to everybody. Parshas Haskanim, of course, has the second recording of the Aseres Hadibros. Parshas Yisro has the first time that the Aseres Hadibros are mentioned, and here in Parshas Haskanim, they are mentioned a second time. Many Rishonim, later Achronim, point out that there are significant differences between the way that the Dibros are articulated in Parshas Yisro as opposed to the way that they are articulated in Parshas Haskanim. This evening, I would like specifically to discuss the fifth commandment, Dibra Chamishas, the mitzvah, and the Dibra of Kibud Avaim. And again, there are significant differences the way that it is written, articulated in Parshas Shmos, Sefer Shmos, Parshas Yisro, as opposed to how it's articulated in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Veschana. Shmos, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yubez, reads, Kavid et Avicha Vesimecha, Maman Ya'arichun Yamecha, One should honor one's father and mother in order that one's days will be lengthened on the ground that we walk on this earth that God has given us. Parshas Veskana. Parak Hei Pasuk Tazayin Kaveda Savicha Besimecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elohecha L'mani Rishon Yomecha L'mani Yitavlach Al Adam Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosimach. So fundamentally the same, but there are four words here in Parshas Veskana that are added. And those four words are Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Rishonim, the Ramban, the Achronim all question why these four words are added here in Parshas Veskana. Number one, ask the Rishonim, the Achronim, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, of course, Hashem has commanded us in the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, no different than Hashem has commanded us in every mitzvah. Not ever do we see that the Torah says that you should do a mitzvah, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, does Hashem command you. Of course, all mitzvahs we do because Hashem commands us. So why is it that the Torah says that one has to honor one's father and mother? Because that is what God has commanded. Question number two, what is unique about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim specifically? That of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, here the pasuk says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, that you should honor your father and your mother as God has commanded. The Meshech Chachma and the Ksav Sofer, both in Dvarim, Parakei, Pasuk Design, and this Parsha, Parsha, so I found a note that there's something unique about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim here in Parshas Veschanan based upon the timeline. And that is, of course, Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. And there says the Meshech Chachma, Lo haya torach gadol ala avos b'gidol b'nei. There wasn't a tremendous amount of effort and a time that the parents put into raising their children. Ki man hayyari min hashemayim, man fell from heaven. Umayim min be'er, and water came directly from the well. Ubasar mislav. The buster came from the slough. The clouds laundered the clothing of the Jewish people. So at the end of the day, what did parents have to do so much to care for their children? Physically, everything was taken care of. All their needs were taken care of. Food, water, laundry. Says the Meshech Chachma, even though a parent is not doing for his or her child, nonetheless, there still is a mitzvah incumbent upon the child of Kibud Avaim, to honor one's parents, even though the parent isn't doing anything for you. Why? Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. There's a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, even though there is no benefit that the child is receiving, but you still have to honor your parents, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, as God has commanded you. But emerges from the Meshech Chachma and from the Ksav Sofer, who note and make this point in the Pasuk, is that one would have ordinarily, a priori, thought that the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is like the Yerushalmi says in Maseches Kiddushin, Dav Chof from the Beis, Meshech Chachma quotes it, the Kibud Avaim having mitzvah kalah, it's a very easy mitzvah. Do Kiprias Balchov, I'm repaying a debt. I'm a beneficiary of all the good my parents have done for me, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So therefore, the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is a way to repay that debt to them. However, says the Meshech Chachma, it's not true. It's a mitzvah bein adam v'malkom. It's a mitzvah between me and God, the same way that I'm required to do mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem, so too, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, that is true as well, because it has nothing to do with repaying a debt, it has nothing to do with being an ingrate, but rather it's a mitzvah between man and God. There is a Sefer Chinuch, and the Sefer Chinuch seems to state that the reason for the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is what one would have imagined. It's appropriate to repay and to acknowledge the good that one has done for another. One shouldn't be an ingrate. And I recognize and acknowledge the goodness that one has done, because doing so is an inappropriate thing. And therefore, the reason for the mitzvah, Kibbut Aveim, says the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Shiyitin in Libo, to ingrain in one's heart, Ki Ha'aveim Him Sibas HaYosef Olam, that the reason that I am in this world is because of a parent, mother and father. Therefore, I should give them, help them, honor them as much as possible because of the fact that they brought me into this world, number one. Number two, Gam Yagyubo Kam Yagyus Bekatanus. So they also put much time, effort, emotional effort, physical effort into helping me, into growing each and every child. Therefore, the Chinuch understands, like we all would have imagined, that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim indeed is a mitzvah of Bein Adam v'chaber, Chai Adam as well, and Klal Samach Zayin. The Chaval says the same thing, that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is Piron Chov, Shabin Chayim L'Froa L'Aviv U'L'Imo HaTovo Shid Maluhu. I'm repaying the debt when I'm honoring my father and my mother for all the good that they have done to us. So clearly the Chinuch Mechai Adam understand not like the Meshechach Malat, like the Ksav Sofer, they both understand that it's the mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chavero, as opposed to the Meshechach and Ksav Sofer, to understand that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is the mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Mato. Indeed, there is a source for the Meshechachma that can be found in Ramban. The Ramban in Shmos Parakhaf, Pasuk Yubez, on the mitzvah, on the fifth Dibra in Parshat Yisra of Kabbidat Avicha Vizimecha, notes that really the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Mato. And explains the Ramban that the first four commandments, Anyochi Hashem Lokech Hashem Tisa Mitzrayim, I am God of Egypt. Lo Yilach Elohim Acher Malpanai, you shouldn't believe in many gods. Lo Tisa Shem Hashem Lokech Hashem, you shouldn't swear falsely. Once we completed the first four commandments, which were between man and God, the last fifth commandment is the beginning of the mitzvot that are interpersonal. But specifically says the Ramban, the Hizchil Min Ha'av, the first commandment, is given of the interpersonal mitzvot, is Min Ha'av Shehula Toldos of Kinyan Borei Mishtatif Yitzira. Since man, woman, husband, and wife connect with Hashem to create a human being, therefore says the Ramban, honoring one's father and mother is as if you're honoring God. Ki Hashem Avinu Harishon VeHamolid Avinu Achron. God is Kaviyachol, the first to bore the human being, and the father connects together with God to create man. Says the Ramban, therefore, as a result, that there are two tablets. The five commandments are mitzvot Bein Adam L'Makom. The fifth commandment being the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is also included in the mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Makom. The latter five mitzvot are mitzvot Bein Adam L'Chaveru. And the Ramban explains and elaborates that the reason that the Torah never describes and articulates and expresses what is the kavod, what is the honor that one should give one's parents, is because it's nilmal min hakavod hanemar lemala ba'avarishon. It's learned from how to honor God. The same way we say that you have to believe in God, shiyote bo shehu aviv, that I recognize that God is one, anochi Hashem elokecha, so too I should recognize that my father is my father and not to recognize that somebody else is my father. That's also encompassed in the second commandment, lo yilecha Elohim acher ma'panai. Similarly, the same way that I don't swear falsely in God's name, I also don't swear falsely in the name of my father, says the Ramban explicitly and articulately that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, and it squares off, and it's the mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Makom that have been expressed thus far on the first five commandments, on the first tablet, and now, after commandment number five of Kibbut Aveim, we segue and move into the second set of commandments, Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Rabbeinu Bachaya and the Tur HaAruch both on this pasuk quote the Ramban and express very clearly that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Makom. Interestingly enough, the Kli Yakar goes with all the Rishonim and recognizes that it's a combination. The mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is both a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Makom as well as being a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveru. You see very clearly in the Rishonim and the Achronim grappling with how to define and categorize the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Tur HaAruch understand that it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Chayei Adam, the Meshechach, and the Ksav Sofer understand that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveru. But l'may nafka mina, what's the practical difference as to whether or not this mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom or it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveru? Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Lam Gimel, Os Aleph, notes that the practical nafka mina is tshuva. when one does not fulfill a commandment, when one transgresses a commandment, there's a chiyuv tshuva. Tshuva, of course, is composed of three elements. There's charata, there's feeling bad about what occurred, azivas hachet, there's leaving the sin and not repeating the sin, and there's kabbalah lahaba, accepting upon oneself never to do it again. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. Therefore, the same thing would be true here if it's a mitzvah ben adam lemakom. All one has to do if one has transgressed and violated the commandment of kibud av v'aim, do tshuva. Feel bad. Don't do it again. Accept upon yourself that you will never do it again. However, if indeed the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim is a mitzvah ben adam lechavero, then the halacha is that Yom Kippur is not meratzeh for mitzvahs ben adam lechavero, achiratzeh chavero. I have to approach my friend. I have to apologize and beg forgiveness. So what is the mitzvah here? Is it sufficient enough just to say tshuva and to ask God for tshuva because it's a mitzvah ben adam lemakom? Or no, do I have to approach my friend and ask forgiveness? The Minchas Chinuch says he's mesupak. He's not sure. He leaves this question to Tzarich Yid. Part of the reason for the doubt of the Minchas Chinuch is the fact that the mitzvah here is expressed in Lashon of Kavod, honor, and explains the Minchas Chinuch when it comes to all other aspects and mitzvot ben adam lechavero, the only requirement is that you have to do for another like you would do for everybody else. And it has to be equality amongst all individuals that you care for, look out for, and make sure that you don't pain. But here the fact that it says lechavdo, to honor, indicates that there's something else, there's something more. But rather, it's a mitzvah hamakom baruch hu, says the Minchas Chinuch. Because kibud av v'aim, not only you honor your father, you're honoring God, like the Ramban says. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah ben adam lechaver. However, on the other hand, the Chinuch explains the fact that God created and articulated the mitzvah in a way that it is a mitzvah ben adam lechaver. Therefore, tshuva may not work, and therefore, one has to approach one's friend to ask forgiveness. As mentioned, the Minchas Chinuch does not leave this question answered, leaves it unresolved, and therefore we are not sure whether indeed, according to Minchas Chinuch, this is a mitzvah ben adam lemakom, or if it's a mitzvah ben adam lechavero. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibud av v'aim, and Yoredeya Siman Resh Mem, Siftet, writes as follows: Chayav lechavdo afilu achar moso. One is required to honor one's parents even after death. And the Shulchan Aruch explains that there are two ways to do that. If one quotes one's parents within the first year of their death, one is required to say, Hareini kaparos mishkavo. I am atoning for their death, for their deathbed. However, within the first year, if one quotes one's parents, one is required to say, Zichrona levracha, their memory should be a blessing. Let's try to understand, what form of kibud av v'aim is there lach misa? If it's a mitzvah ben adam lechavero, like all mitzvahs ben adam lechavero, I help somebody when they're alive. Gafta l'recha kamocha, achnasas orachim, bikor cholim, mitzvah simchas chasim v'kala. Those are all ways that I benefit, help, look out for somebody when they're alive. However, what mitzvah do we ever have ben adam lechavero after death? Al korchach, what emerges, or seems to emerge from the Shulchan Aruch, is the fact that there's a mitzvah kibud av v'aim, afilu la'achar misa, would be indicative of the fact that the mitzvah kibud av v'aim really is a mitzvah ben adam lemakom. I'm honoring God when I honor my parents. There's shlosha shutzim v'adam, three aspects to creation of the man, God, mother, and father. Therefore, the fact that I'm honoring a parent after death would seem to indicate that the mitzvah ben of kibud av v'aim is indeed a mitzvah ben adam lemakom and not a mitzvah ben adam lechavero. Shulchan Aruch says again in Hilchos Kibud av v'aim, Siman Resh Mem, Sifhei, that there's a halacha, a chiyuv that one has to care for his parents and look out for them to such an extent that one is able to. However, the halacha is that ma'achilo mashkeu mishal ava aim. When it comes to financially caring for one's parents, I'm not required as a child to pay out from my bank account. But rather, it's a parent's responsibility to make sure that the child has the money and the means that they have in order that the child can then care for the parent. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeshlo, that's only if the parent has that amount of money available to be able to allow the child to serve them. However, if the father doesn't have the money, the Yeshlo Ben, and the child does have the money in order to support his parent, Kofin Oso V'Zan Aviv Ki Mashu Yachol, we force the child to support his father and his mother as much as he is able. From here, it seems to be the fact that there are rules and regulations and limits to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim in the financial requirements would seem to indicate again that it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. It's a mitzvah between man and God. Because if indeed it is a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, and I can't be an ingrate, and I have to go to great lengths to honor one's parents, so really I should go as far as I can and pull out all the financial tricks that are able to be able to support one's parents. The fact that there are limitations and there are categories and do's and don'ts, and the Shulchan Aruch goes out to express based upon the Gemara's and the Masechet Kiddushin as to how far one is required to go, would seem to indicate indeed that the mitzvah is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Of course, we're familiar with the Gemara's and the Masechet Kiddushin that discuss the great lengths that many Amoraim went to honor their parents, their father, and their mother. From there would seem that it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, because I have to do whatever I can possible to be able to care financially, emotionally for one's parents. But here from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, it does seem that there are limitations, and as a result, there is a clear indication that indeed, again, it is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. A fourth nafka mina would be how to deal with a foster child, a child who is not a biological child. What is the requirement of that particular child in the midst of kibud av v'em? And there are two elements to the question. Number one, what is an adopted child's chiyuv of kibud av v'em to one's biological parents? And what is an adopted child's chiyuv for kibud av v'em vis-a-vis his foster parents? Based upon the Meshech Chachma, which we began with, we could begin to understand and answer our question. Meshech Chachma explained that even if a parent didn't necessarily care for the child physically, spiritually, emotionally, just like in the Midbar, there was the Mon, there was the Be'er, there was the Slav, the Anon was Megayitz Malbushayim, nonetheless, the Pasuk this week's Parsha says, Kavidus Avicha Besimecha, Kasher Sivcha Shamokecha, there's still a requirement to honor one's parents, even though one's parents did nothing for you physically, and didn't work hard, and didn't put effort and energy into your education and to feed you. Nonetheless, there's still the mitzvah kibud av v'em, kasher tzivcha shel kecha. It's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Therefore, an argument can be made that a foster child would still be required to honor his biological parents, even though the biological parents gave him up for adoption, even though the biological parents never cared and never put effort and energy into the education. Nonetheless, there still would be chiyuv upon the adopted child to honor his biological parents. However, if it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, what chiyuv is there? What responsibility do I have? Mitzvah kibud av v'em would only be a mitzvah that discusses not being an ingrate and honoring and caring for a parent to show gratitude and thanks for what they did for you. But if it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, seemingly a foster child would not have a chiyuv to honor one's biological parents who gave him up for adoption. An argument can be made that according to Minchas the Sefer HaChinuch, who notes that there are two aspects to the mitzvah kibud av v'em. One is honoring them because they gave birth to you. Two, the fact that they raise you. An argument can be made in the world of the Sefer HaChinuch that the mitzvah is honoring one's parents just because they gave birth to you. And because the biological parents gave birth to you, there still would be a chiyuv upon the foster child to honor the biological parents as well. How about the opposite scenario? What is the requirement of a foster child to honor his foster parents? If indeed it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, seemingly there is no requirement. The mitzvah is kavetz avicha v'simecha. Honor your father and your mother. The Torah is talking about a biological parent. Here, it's a foster parent. There wouldn't be a chiyuv. On the other hand, if it's a mitzvah kibud av v'em is to honor one's parents because it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, they care for you, they look out for you, they put effort and energy into caring for you, into raising you through toddlerhood, as an adolescent, as a child, as a young adult, there would be a mitzvah of kibud av v'em to honor them because they indeed were really your parents who looked out and for cared for you. As a result, in that line, one would expect that there would be a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Poskim, contemporary poskim, there's a sefer called Aben Amastoch, Rabbi Yakim, who discusses whether or not there is a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. And he, Rabbi Yakim Dworkis, in his chapter on this, notes based upon a Tehemet, the Iker Adin based upon a Gemara in Sotah Daf Mem Tes, there is no mitzvah of kibud av v'em for a foster child, for his foster parents. However, he writes, Chiyuv kavod b'miktas eken zeh shishtadl avuro. There still is some element of the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, the fact that they looked out for you, the fact that they cared for you, that they cherished you, and that they worked hard for you, and that they raised you. There would be some element of the mitzvah of kibud av v'em for a foster parent. Similarly, as we mentioned, based upon the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, there also would be an indication that there would be a mitzvah kibud av v'em. They looked out for you, they watched you, they cared for you, And that would be the reason why, because it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. So Sofer was asked an interesting question, or a chayim, there's tshuva, simen kuf samachal, whether or not a foster child is required to say kaddish for his parent, not for a biological parent, but for the foster parent. And again, the Chassam Sofer discusses this question: is it a mitzvah ben adam l'makom? Is it a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru? And he also writes in the Ikra Din, there is no requirement, there is no chiyuv, but it's good for him to say a kaddish here and there. The congregation should be mezakeh him with a kaddish, because at the end of the day, it is somebody who looked out, who is somebody who cared for you, and there is some element of the mitzvah kibbutz avim. Whether or not a foster child should fit shiva, whether or not a foster child should tear kriya, whether a foster child shouldn't put on tefillin on day one, it's subject to much machlokas. Posts can discuss it, posts can deal with it, but many do turn to a psak of the Ramah in Yerodeh and Simen Shin Mandalit, that a person is permitted to be misabel al-akhir upon another person who looked out for you, who cared for you. So maybe the same thing should be true here as well, that one should on some level tear kriya, one should on some level sit shiva, and this is discussed as well in the Tshuvas, the Tshuvas and Hagos of Moshe Shtermach and Chayil Gimel, to do these things bitzina, and not to do so publicly necessarily. Maybe there's a chiyuv because one's parents can, quote-unquote, be like one's Rebbe, and therefore there would be a chiyuv on some level for the foster child, the Sechiva, the Terkriya, the Seitadish, for the foster parent. A final nafkamina, the fifth nafkamina, as to whether or not the mitzvah of Kibbut Av'eim is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaver, or is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, revolves around the ger. A ger, of course, is tikkatam shenolo dami. A convert is as if they have been born afresh. If that's the case, there is no parent. So there's a convert, a Jewish convert, who joins Klal Yisrael, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, has any chiyuv in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim. He doesn't really have parents, halachically speaking. Moshe Feinstein and Yerodeh and Chelek Beis discussed this question again. It revolves around the question if the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, or it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. If it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, it's a mitzvah between man and God, there's no parents to the ger. And if the ger has no parents, therefore there's no mitzvah kibbutz av'eim. But on the other hand, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, and one, the ger, recognizes that his parents raised him, brought him up, the effort, energy to raise the child and to put him through school and all the other things the parents do, so of course, again, it would fall under the category of a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, and there would be a responsibility and a requirement for a child, ger, or an adult ger, to honor his parents regardless. Moshe concludes and says, how can it be that the ger is going from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala? He's up until the point of conversion, he had to honor his parents. It's the right thing to do. And now all of a sudden he becomes a Jew and there's no mitzvah kibbutz av'eim. Therefore, Korchach Rav Moshe says that it must be that the ger has to honor his father and mother on some level. So we have discussed whether or not the mitzvah kibbutz av'eim is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, or whether it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, is a mitzvah kibbutz av'eim a mitzvah between man and God, or a mitzvah between man and man. Of course, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Mechai, the Torah Aruch, understand that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. Just like one honors God, one has to honor one's parents because of the shlosha shutzim ba'adam. There are three people in the creation and of the human being, and honoring one's parent is as if you are honoring God. And for that reason, Kibbutz Av'eim is the last of the five commandments on the first tablet, concluding all the mitzvot ben adam l'makom, as opposed to the position of the Sefer Chinuch, the Chayei Adam, the Meshech Chachma, the Ktav Sofer, who indicate that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru, not to be an ingrate, rather to be acknowledge the goodness that a child has received from the parent and the beneficiary of so much goodness, and therefore in return, one has to thank one's parents by honoring them. So on the one hand, we have a interesting dynamic that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim is an anomaly in the respect that it has aspects of being a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru and a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. Furthermore, we see another awesome aspect to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim, and that is what the Mishnah says in the beginning of Maseches Peah, that Kibbutz Av'eim is one of only six mitzvos. She'adam ochel perusim b'olam hazeh v'keren kayemes l'olam haba. One eats, or kaviyachol, the reward, and reaps the benefit and the reward of the mitzvah in this world, and receives dividends for that mitzvah in the world to come. It's in one of only few mitzvos, which speaks to the greatness and the incredible aspect of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim. On the one hand, as well, it's a difficult mitzvah, it's a complicated mitzvah, it's a challenge to fulfill the mitzvah, as the Gemara says in the Maseches Kiddushin in Yerushalmi and the Chafam Beis, mitzvah chamura shem bechamuros, it's the most difficult of all mitzvahs. But on the other hand, it's a simple mitzvah. Tahu, shu kapriyas balchot. You just be paying a debt. So there are those two aspects, again, of it being very easy and, again, being very difficult. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Shmos, Perichah Pasuk Yubeh, why is it that the Torah expresses and explains that the reward for the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im is L'man Yarichun Yamechal Adam Asher Hashem Lokecha Nosnafe, you'll have Arichut Yamin. What's so special about this mitzvah dafka that there's Arichut Yamin? Rabbeinu Bechaya explains in Shmos, Perichah Pasuk Yubeh, that often caring for one's parents is a very difficult challenge. It's hard. It's time-consuming. It's emotionally draining. It's physically draining. Therefore, explains Rabbeinu Bechaya, quoting Rabbi Sajigon, that sometimes a child will think, I'm losing so much time in my day, in my life, for caring for my parents. I'm not able to do the things I need to do and things that I need to take care of. Therefore, says Rabbi Sajigon, the mitzvah and the reward received for fulfilling the mitzvah is l'man yarichun yamecha. Your days will be lengthened. The more you care for your parents and the longer they are kept alive and the longer you mechavei them, honor them, take care of them physically and emotionally, you will receive reward of life in return. Klomar, alecha lechabdam v'tichye imahem. You will care for them and you will honor them and you will cherish them and you will live longer with them. And maybe you're questioning that it's difficult to care for them and to look out for them. You should know that your life will be jeopardized as well. Therefore, if one honors one's parents, your days will be lengthened. Don't think that because you're taking time from your day and your years, that your years are shorter for honoring your parents. Adarab, it's just the opposite. Your days will be lengthened. Just to conclude, beautiful story. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was traveling with a particular dignitary on a plane, an Israeli dignitary. And on the return flights from Israel to America, this individual noticed how careful and how caring the children and grandchildren of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky were with it. And they noted how they, throughout the flight, they came, they asked him how he was feeling, they put him a pillow, served him, fed him, whatever he wanted. They were so doting and caring for every need that Rabbi Yaakov had on the flight. And at the end of the flight, the Israeli dignitary turned to Rabbi Yaakov after a long conversation throughout the flight and said, how can you explain this to me? My children, my grandchildren don't care for me the way that your grandchildren care for you. Why is it? What's the difference? Rabbi Yaakov explained to him that there are certain schools that believe in evolution. And evolution speaks to the fact that earlier generations weren't human beings, come from animals. Therefore, why would a younger child honor an adult? Because the earlier generations are just closer to being like an ape, closer to being like to an animal form. And therefore, as a result, what's to honor in an ancestor, and a grandparent, and a great-grandparent? Rabbi Yaakov said, but by us, kibud av'eim, the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, speaks to the fact that the older generation and ancestors and grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-grandparents were closer to Matan Torah. We're closer to Har Sinai. We're closer to the Aseret Hadibros. Therefore, the younger generation are always honoring older generations because in the older generations, we see a taste and a closer generational gap back to Matan Torah, back to Har Sinai. Be'ezras Hashem, we should have the schus to be able to continue fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av'eim. We should be zocha to the Birchas HaTorah of Kabbalah Sadiqa Vesimecha, L'man Yerichon HaMecha Al Adama, Asher Hashem Lokecha Nosimah.